Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Maria, it is early in the morning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, officially. Good morning to you and
I. Good morning. Wonderful morning.
Yes, absolutely. Well, listen, it's been a while since we have talked about our morning affirmations and early morning routines and all of that good stuff.
Right.
What I'm going to share what I do every day, again, for those of you who may have forgotten. But, yeah, I'm up early every day, as you guys know. I rise, my alarm goes up about 4. And for me, affirmations are an essential part of my mornings, absolutely. I'm grateful. Usually I'm still in bed when I'm just, you know, saying my morning grace, if you will, and just being thankful to be able to rise and making sure that everything is just as peaceful as it was when I went to sleep last night.
That's
so
it.
That's my morning. Now, what about you? What's one of your morning routines and affirmations? Well, first of all, do you believe in affirmations and all of that?
Oh, yes, Carrie, definitely. I live by my affirmations. I don't wake up as early as you, but I'm kind of right behind you. And as soon as
No, Carrie, no.
But when I wake up in the morning, I say a prayer, being so thankful for being blessed with another day. When my feet hit the floor, I'm up, and I have affirmations that are on my mirror in my bedroom. I have some in the bathroom on the mirror. So I'm reading my affirmations. I have books that have affirmations in them. So every morning when I wake up, I'm looking at them to remind me of just being positive, being thankful, being grateful for another day, and just starting my day in a positive way. Just that boost.
Yeah, I think that boost is important, just like every morning. And I just love it that the fans of this show and you guys, we want to hear your affirmations too. Feel free to share your morning routines with us. That means a lot. And I'll tell you, each day, to be able to pray and just be grateful for another day, all of those wonderful things. And then, you know, I'm on to making sure my coffee is working, having a cup of coffee. And, you know, and you guys, I'm immediately making notes. I'm sitting at the desk watching the tube for news, preparing the broadcast each day.
Right.
And just reminding us that our job is to make sure you are, you know, your day starts with the best way and in the best way possible every morning. That's what we're here to do. And I love it. I take it seriously, as you know. And so, yeah, I'm up and very rarely, you know, I don't even think I oversleep. It's very rare for me to, like, really oversleep. I can't think of the last time I've done so, but and I take great joy and pride, and I'm up and on it.
Right.
And that's
early in the morning, before everyone else is up, it's so nice and quiet and peaceful, and you can get so much done.
It's my favorite time every morning. I rise early 7 days a week, whether we're on the air or not, because I love that time that I can sit back and really focus and it's just heaven. And during the weekdays, as the days kind of move along a little bit, then I'm like, okay, I'm in the, you know, I'm kind of ready for the throngs of the day because I've prepared so well. And I'm up early every day. And I think that's something. So when it comes to affirmations, I'm like you, I believe in reciting and, you know, those wonderful things that empower me daily so that, that just connect me with my higher power And if that's what it takes to kind of help you to get through your day, and I think it does, and sounds
right.
like you do too, McCumbery, then I suggest that you guys do that. And I can't wait until we put together a nice book of our affirmations and things
wonderful.
Like that.
That would be
awesome. You heard it here, folks. So maybe we'll do that with the Hair Radio Morning Show's morning affirmations. Maybe we'll put together an e-book. I think you heard it right here first. All right. Well, listen, I know you'll be back a little later this morning with a lot more Hair Radio Morning Show talk to go, all about affirmations. Listen. Got a lot more to get to this morning, of course. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you, Nicole. Thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Did you know that The Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because it's the proximity that has power over them instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
I'm
comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business.
Yeah.
Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So
you didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I can't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I
can't
get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful. That's a fact.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking. And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you. And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough...
They didn't know what you cared. And they treated you like you were common. And God wanted them to treat you that way because he wanted you to see who they were. Because nothing exposes character more than the way you treat people you don't think you need. If you knew what I carried and what God was doing, you'd latch on. But God said, I'm going to hide you in plain sight to show you who your real crew is and who the fake ones are.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very special guest who's joining us now for the very first time. She comes to us from the world of hair products distribution. It is my great honor to welcome to the broadcast Dr. Millicent Davis. Good morning, Dr. Davis. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Hines.
Yes, and please call me Kerry.
Okay.
I think you must be the first person ever to call me Mr. Hines on the show.
Well, good morning, Kerry.
Thank you. Yes. Well, listen, I want to kind of tell everybody because I love what you're doing, okay? I love the website. I love everything. So let's start by telling everybody what's your connection to the hair industry.
Okay, so... my family and I believed in legacy building, and one of our missions was to understand and follow what I call the FUBU philosophy, for us, by us, as it relates to Black hair care. And so, you know, we as Black people, we spend so much money on our hair that we fly distributors, wanted to tap into the industry as well as give back to our community. So.
Yeah.
We searched out and found BOPSA, and they're helping us break into the hair care industry.
Absolutely. Let me just remind everybody, most of the listeners know BOPSA.org, that stands for the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. You guys know Sam, who kind of heads it up, and he's been on our show many times. And we are a member of BOPSA. I'm also raising my hand. We're also a member at Hair Radio of BOPSA.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
BOPSA.org, good stuff. Okay, and I love what you just said about legacy building. And you guys out there, their website is flydistributors.com. I just wanted to get that on out, which I love this. I always start all the interviews here at the Hair Radio Show. We talk a little bit about where you are, like where you're based out of, what city, state, and is that, and how you got started in all of this. So please tell us a little bit of your background, Dr. Davis.
Okay. So we are in Williamstown, New Jersey.
Williamstown. Now, I don't know Jersey, but where exactly is that?
Williamstown is in South Jersey. We're 15 minutes from Philadelphia. And...
okay.
Sometimes they call us Little Philly because a lot of Philadelphians come over to New Jersey and they they settle here. So, but I'm excited about being in South Jersey because we were a native of North Jersey first. And we have a office. I'm also a consultant. We have a small business consulting agency where we help for-profit and nonprofits get started in business. And
I
so as a person who helps people get in business, we pray and sought out how to take the next step and go into the hair industry. And so that's where Fly Distributor was birthed. And Fly stands for Fresh Living Young. And
I love it.
it's a philosophy that my son, who is part owner of this, came up with that proposes a state of mind. So a fresh living young is a state of mind. Whatever fresh living young means to you, that's what it is. And we want to portray that in our business where we sell the products and the services. We want to help you feel fresh living young, whether you're 18 or 80. We just want to be able to help you look fresh living young. And so that's why we called our business Fly Distributors.
Awesome.
And I know you and I can relate to back in the day that was a thing, being fly.
Oh, yeah. I swear to you, as you were saying that, I was really thinking back. I was like, oh, my, fly. I used to love that. And that definitely, I seem to remember that because I'm also from North Jersey. I graduated out of Scott in East Orange, New Jersey. Long time ago. But I think so fly was big for us and still is.
Yes.
And I love that you guys have given it meaning. Your son's given it great meaning. What's this? What is this person? We got to shout him out on the show.
His name is Eugene Davis, and he is our millennial. He is,
did you say Eugene Davis?
Yes.
We have a Eugene Davis on our show. He's one of our all of our fans know Eugene Davis' name, so that's really funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, he's going to get a kick out of it. Awesome.
Yes.
So you have a Eugene Davis who is part owner
Eugene
and Fly
Davis.
Distributing. Yes.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yes.
That is so amazing. What how coincidental is that? That's
very coincidental.
Well, I tell you, this is a big thing. And what I also love, I think you guys have to be probably one of the only mother-son duos I think we've had on our show that I can recall who are really doing a business together. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. And let me just bring everybody up to speed. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines. Now, I have with me today, you talk about entrepreneurship. It doesn't get any better than this. We're chatting with Dr. Millicent Davis. Now, I love that she has her own business with her son. Of course, they're the proprietors of Fly Distributors. Their website is flydistributors.com. So that has an S on the end of that word, distributors. So please make sure flydistributors.com. So I'm loving this, that your business is all about, as well like your background, in helping other folks to get started in the hair business or any business, I think, for your business consultant, business that you guys have. So listen, I'm excited. So what are some of the steps? Let's start there. What do you tell folks, even in general, on business things that they need to do to get started? See, we probably will never let you go on the show because you're a perfect fit for what people tune into our Hair Radio Morning Show for, or what it's all about. So what are some of the steps that you think that you can worth sharing?
Well, I'm a publicist, and I wrote a quick read book named Being a Visionary, Going After Your Vision. And in it, I discussed the challenges of going after, my vision and the steps to overcome the obstacles that are going to happen when you're, you know, going after a vision. Because, as you know, vision means eyes. But if you have a vision, you don't see it. You're walking by faith. If you can see it, it's not a vision. So you have to use SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-oriented. So and starting the business Fly Distributors, where we sell Hugo braiding hair and products for blacks, by blacks, they're made for, you know, the FUBU method for us, by us. We started going after our vision. And then I also teach for Rutgers University and Rowan College here in New Jersey. And that's my give back my mission for giving back and educating kids, and it's exciting to teach future entrepreneurs and CEOs and CFOs and COOs. So I get excited when I do that, and it's challenging as well, but it does excite me. But I feel like this is what I've been ordained to do.
Exactly. So, well, listen, it definitely sounds that way to me. Now, I love this whole product line, Yuko Girl, and I have to shout out, this is just fantastic that you guys are getting this out there to everybody.
Yes.
Because it's a complete line. And when I say complete line, it's a complete line, Yuko Girl. And this is a... so now, how is that spelled out there? It's the letter U-G-O-G-I-R-L. I just want to make that very clear. It's not Y-O-U.
Yes.
It's the letter
Y.
U.
Exactly.
And very colorful. Yeah, awesome products. You guys are just going to love it. So please, you can get all of this. They've got hair and a whole bunch of things. Yuko Girl.
Yes.
It's just amazing. At flydistributors.com. So again, it's flydistributors.com with an S. And again, through BOPS, the members of BOPS are the Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. So it's BOPSA.org. You guys know we're going to have Sam here very soon to bring us up to speed on what he's working on. And all his projects. He's always got 50 things going like we do here at Hair Radio. I want to talk a little bit more. I love, again, that you are, you're really helping to shape young minds out there through education. But entrepreneurship. So where did this emanate from? Who were you influenced by, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. So who were some of the folks who influenced you?
My parents influenced me.
Mm.
Although my mom always worked for someone, but early on she taught me to work for myself, to be an entrepreneur. She ingrained it in me, and I started with selling jewelry I made.
Really? Handmade?
Yes. Handmade.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I knew I always wanted to work for myself. So even when I spent 30 years in procurement working for government entities, but even then I had started the KMD business consulting business, and I hired someone to, answer the phone and do the things I couldn't do while I was working. And I funded the business from when I was working. And when I could retire in 2015, that's when we, went full speed ahead with our business. So that's how I got into entrepreneurship. And my mom brought a property in Michigan that me and my husband brought from her and my dad. And we had started, that's where we kind of started with the vacation rental business. And so we took some proceeds from that to go into the hair business. My mom always had some hair on her head, and she, she just loved hair. So that's why we kind of picked that as well, because we wanted to honor her in her business. She's no longer with us. Yes.
I understand. Sorry to hear. I totally.
Yeah.
I love everything that you are talking about tonight, in the morning. And it's just been amazing to me, because to hear that you paying tribute to your mom, to me, yes, I love that, because that, it just reminds me of my own journey. And I say, every single day, I'm so grateful, and the same types of things. Pouring into, as a youngster, pouring into you about being an entrepreneur. Same thing.
Yes.
And I really don't hear of it too often.
Yes.
I just don't. You don't hear of these stories like that. So I think this is incredible. I didn't know we had so much in common, Dr. Phillip and David.
Yes. Great minds, think alike.
I love it. Absolutely. So now what do you tell? You deal with a lot of young people. who are in school and all of that. So what do you tell folks who, you know, we were very lucky. We've been introduced to being entrepreneurs, but many folks, like I said, have not. So when folks come up to you and they're so amazed at what you've accomplished and what you're doing, what do you say, Dr. Davis?
I tell them they can do it as well. And I tell you, you know, what's going on in the world today kind of pushes people into entrepreneurship. They want to, you know, they want to take the risk. They want to work for themselves. And I encourage it. And, you know, we do a, they have to start a business in my class. And they, you know, they have to do a PowerPoint presentation at the end. That's their final grade. So it makes them think, and it makes them, you know, and some of them take that project and carry on with it. And I encourage them. And I, you know, I tell them even though they're out of the class, they can, you know, call on me. And you know, they everybody leaves with my card when they leave the class. So.
What I've enjoyed doing all my life. From a little girl, I always loved messing with my sisters. They had beautiful hair. And I always enjoyed doing this.
Callie Terrell loves making women look and feel good.
They feel good. Now when I do it again, they need chemo.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Well, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th.
How old will you be?
100. How about that?
Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WRET checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age that I used to buddy-buddy with, I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting.
Most old people, they're so dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy, but she plans to finally retire at the end of the year. But she says, don't expect to find her sitting around the house doing nothing.
I just be waiting on somebody to call and say, Callie, you busy? I said, now what is it? Well, come on over here. We doing so-and-so. And I jump in the car and go, just want to do something.
As black women, we deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know, braids, y'all. You know, but you know, as first lady, I did not wear braids.
The current black.
Yeah, I just, we got to ease up on the people.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Tuesday morning. It's August 1st of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines, and it is so great to have you guys with us on show number 872. Let me bring to the line my co-star. You guys know her from all the way down in Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking about the one and only Queen of the Morning. She's with us live and for a very short time this morning. Good morning again, Nicole Marie.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Live with me. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hey, it's good morning. Show.
It is.
And
happy Mid-Show.
Yes, it's just a terrific day. It's our first time broadcasting in this month of August. Michael Hopkins will be along a little bit shortly, but just wanted to kind of get into a little bit of what's going on, where we've been, what's new. There's so much going on in the world.
So much.
And so much going on right here with what we're doing at the Hair Radio Morning Show, what's happening at Avalon Magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So much going on. And I just want to say, first of all, I want to say an official thank you to the fans who are always sticking by us, who have contacted me aside, because today is our first day back. It's been a little bit of a unscheduled break this time, this go-round. We had some other things we had to do. I had to work on the magazine. I had to get a whole bunch of things together. So we took a little bit of a hiatus from the broadcast so that we could accomplish everything. You know, we got to kind of keep everything together.
That's
and we've been able to do
we
that.
We are back.
So, we're back. We're back with a vengeance. And lots of things to come of what we will be doing here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, we're rodeo.
Always working on something.
Well, that's the thing. You know, this broadcast is really for all of you. So, you know, like we do in our own lives, that word evolve keeps popping up. We're always evolving. You know, no one stays the same, and no one, the Harris folks are not a monolith, and there is no just one dimension. We're everything. And we want to remind you of your greatness right here on the broadcast. So, Nicole Marie, you know, let's just say today is their first time tuning in ever to the Hair Radio Morning Show. They're not aware that we do something called Hope of the Day.
Oh,
and I wanted you to give us a big dose of what Hope of the Day is all about. Share with everybody today.
Take it away, Nicole Marie. Well, hope, first of all, is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And no matter what each and every one of us may be going through, may have gone through in life, there is hope. There's always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. And it's so very important because it gives our life meaning. So every day I just give everyone just, I share the hope of the day for all of the fans on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for today is don't magnify. Treat problems or triumphs with the respect they deserve, but no more. Don't make them bigger than they are. Discern the real from the perceived. Keep them in perspective. View with a healthy skepticism. So that is the hope for today. What do you think about that, Gary?
Well, I like that, especially the part about don't make the problems bigger than they are.
Exactly.
That's my takeaway this morning. It really is. Yeah, when I hear and think about the word problems and challenges that we have to deal with daily. Sometimes, you know, it just reminds me, there is something also out there, Nicole Marie, that goes, you know, it's never as good as it seems and it's never as bad as it seems. So that's what that reminds me of. You know, no matter what you're going through, it's never quite as bad as you think it is. And when it's really bad, it's never quite as great as you think it is either. So you kind of have to walk that line.
Right.
You know, you kind of have to walk that line.
You identify with
like
the problem and take care of it. And so a lot of times, oh, my goodness, this is going on or that's going on, and we magnify it instead of just taking care of it.
Right, exactly. Well, it sometimes can feel that it's magnified as well.
Right.
But right. Remember, we're in charge of everything. It's how we think that controls. Let me tell you something. As an entrepreneur, and I do emphasize the word pray, as an entrepreneur, what happens is that because we have to keep a certain healthy mindset, we have to. And I make sure that I have a healthy mindset each day. That's why I do the morning show and not the afternoon or evening show. I do the morning show so that my day is fresh and we can start your day and kick it off with the best of everything.
Yes.
Sipping a little
and
bit of coffee.
Yeah,
and positive. And that's the way to go. And I'm just happy to be back with you guys. We've got a lot of things that we're going to be talking about several days. Yes, good grief. One of the things that I want to talk about first, now, what have we been up to? Now, it's been a little while. The world has changed. Even in this cycle, it's been quite a bit. Because I think the last time we were probably, it's been a few weeks at least, so we took a little time.
Yeah.
And the first thing that we really did was put out, Nicole, I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to ask you about the hope of the day. What was your takeaway from the hope of the day? I'm sorry, I meant to do that.
Well, Carrie, in life, we have ups and downs. We have so-called problems that occur at times, but you don't just focus on it or dwell on it. You just get to the root of it and take care of it and focus on what you can change. Some things we worry about and we make them problems when it's not even up to us to change it. Or we don't have the capacity to change it, you know? We can't change it directly. So focus on those things that we can change and make it better instead of the things that we cannot change.
Absolutely.
Don't dwell on it. Keep it moving.
Exactly. Don't dwell on it. So if it's within your power, then take that on.
Yes. And it's also your approach. Whether you approach, oh, my goodness, it's a problem, and you approach it in a negative way because you may be upset or whatever the case may be. But if you approach it in a positive way, even if it is a perceived problem, then you're going to be much better going through it and taking care of it because you approach it in a positive way. It's all about your mindset.
Wow. That's incredible. And you're right. It's, you know, kind of everything. Life really is, as they said, it's about 95% your mindset. And to
That's
be
it.
Honest, I think it's even higher than that because a positive mind, when you're thinking the right thoughts, you can accomplish anything because mind who is so determined does not see problems. They see solutions.
That's it.
And ways to get around things so that they can accomplish their goals. And I like to think I'm in that bucket.
Right. You have more of an open mind.
Yes. You are
approach
a visionary.
In a positive way. Right.
Yes. And so I'm loving that. Well, listen, I think that is just great. And when Michael Hopkins, host of Ed Talk Radio Show, joins us, we'll see if he can weigh in on that, if he's listening on to that. And he'll be with us shortly, guys. Nicole Marie, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about what's coming on. And folks, if you're just kind of tuning in, as you do, you join us throughout the morning and throughout the afternoon. Some of the folks listen back to the show later and all of that because it's shared on social media and out there on the Internet.
Let me just say, as you're talking about this Tuesday morning, Carrie, you had one of my favorite guests on this morning, Dr. Millicent Davis.
Yes, right before we did our mid-show chat, that host chat, we had on Dr. Millicent Davis, who she does things with Bob out in Salmon, California and all that. And we're always happy to kind of get her. She revs us up in the morning. She's a very intelligent lady, college professor lady, very smart, and just doing her thing with distributions and all of that. So hair distribution. So really good stuff. Well, we have great guests. And that's actually where I was kind of heading to. So, yes, and this week is no exception. So we've got some great hair folks, and and we're going to end out the week with Mr. Charlie coming back, and we'll tell you a little bit more about
awesome.
Mr. Charlie.
Love Mr. Charlie.
Hey, I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge this particular gentleman. Actor Paul Rubens, who played Pee Wee Herman, passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I just remember him inspiring so many of the kids back in, say, the 90s.
Yeah. TV show.
he had a big movies, TV show. He was very famous. And all I remember is that after all of that, he had a brush with the law. And he was able to somewhat rebound. And I was so proud of the fact that he never gave up.
No, he never did.
He never gave up, and he helped so many children to be positive-minded and entertained. And we've got to, there's some value in that. And he didn't just have a life that came through and was not noticed and not living up to his potential. He exceeded that. And
he certainly did.
So we just want to tip our hat to him this morning on the broadcast. And acknowledge
to his family, his friends.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
And his fans.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Now, for us here, right during the time we've been away, we also launched the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business audio book that I'm so proud of. I'm so proud of this book.
Congratulations,
Carrie. Amazing. Thank you. It sounds incredible, and I'm just very, very pleased. And I can't wait for you guys. We've got some orders already.
Awesome.
So I've got some orders to work out and all of that. So we're real proud of it. And we can't wait for you guys to do some reviews on the internet for us and all of that. And
great.
We've been busy. We've been busy, Nicole.
Yes, we have. We certainly have.
Yeah. Now, what about yourself? Anything that you want to jump in with this morning?
Well, first of all, Carrie, we never stopped our production and pushing forward to just make the show, continue to make the show just wonderful for our fans. So we were busy doing that. For myself,
you're right about that.
Yeah, spent a lot of time with family, with the kids, being out for the summer. But actually, Carrie, school is starting for us here this Thursday. So we're moving right along. So we've been
and
doing
Nicole Maria's in Water Valley, Mississippi.
Water Valley, Mississippi.
It's starting for you guys. I'm in New York, and for us up here in New York City, we don't roll back until next month. We're going to rub it in.
Well, we get out a little sooner and then start earlier. So. Yeah.
That's true. You get to rub it in when it's like April or May or something. Y'all ready to close it up.
Yeah, in May. We get out in May.
Yeah, May. we go till June. Yeah, that's true. You're right. Okay. That's true. Well, I've got to tell you, for all of that, and speaking of which, the fall is right around the corner.
Yeah.
It is. The fall is right around the corner.
I love the fall.
Well, I do too. It's my favorite time of the year. I love long sleeves, crisp shirts. I wear the scarf around.
but you can still go out.
Here we don't get the big coats till a little later. But I love all of that. Love all of that. I just love that you can do so much with fashion that time of the year. Summer, you can't do anything. It's time to take it off.
No, it's so hot.
But it's so hot, and it's been hot. Fall is just a time for rebirth. And so I'm so excited. Renaissance, we call it.
I'm looking forward to it. Football.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Speaking of the fall and all of that, our next issue of Afrolux magazine will be out on September 1st of 2023.
Awesome.
So it's exactly 1 month from today. You'll get a chance to see. And you should, our VIP subscribers will be treated to an early edition of the magazine. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah, in a couple weeks or so, they'll be getting an email with the new edition arriving. So I'm so excited. And it is a humdinger on the way.
I know
so
it
I'm
is.
Super, yeah, I'm
already
super excited about that. Yeah, so it's really, really great. We have some great cover stories. We have some incredible guests. And speaking of which, in the next couple weeks as well, a lot of the writers from Afrolux Magazine, for you guys who don't have a clue what we're talking about, Afrolux Magazine is our own in-house magazine brand. So for the Hair Radio Morning Show, we also we are behind this incredibly popular magazine called Afrolux, A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. You can go to afrolux.com or afroluckmagazine.com, either one. And check it out. What it's about is a lock on Black culture, on Afro culture, on things that are important to us in every which way. It's a lifestyle brand. It's a hair and beauty magazine. It's so much more than all of that. You're a big part of it. Yeah, absolutely. You're a big part of that. And so we are so excited to be rolling this out. So our September issue, which is kind of like our fall issue, and we'll be getting into some of that, and I just can't wait. You're going to love the cover. You're going to absolutely love the cover.
Always in suspense to know what's next for the cover, because it's so fabulous. I just love them.
Oh, you're so funny. Well, I've gotten such incredible feedback from the folks on this, because, I was talking to folks yesterday, and they're like, Carrie, your magazines, the pictures are just incredible. It's such
they
a
are.
Well, yes,
just jumps
thank
out
you.
At you. Yes,
it's
such
so
a conversation
well.
Piece. Yes, Carrie.
Yes, well, we put so much into it, and
we
really do. We put so much into it, Nicole Marie, and so I'm just so honored and excited, and so we got a lot going on here. On the broadcast. Now, the current issue, which is still out there at afrologmagazine.com and our website, which I just love it. It is one of those iconic covers already. It's the, folks have, we put out a couple of issues and all these beautiful magazine covers, and everybody's like, well, are you going to be artsy? Or are you going to be more fashion? Or icy? That's what I've heard. And,
you have to wait and see.
That's true. That's really my thing. Afrolux is all those things and none of those things. And so, our desire is to just do a good job and just make sure that you have a voice, seat at the table. And that's what this magazine does. So, listen, we're going to take a little bit of a music break, but first I'm going to see, let's see if we can just get Michael Hopkins. We're going to surprise him, and usually I'll end up with the surprise. Let me see if we can get a hold of Michael. Michael Hopkins from down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Are you there this morning? Are you with us? Michael Hopkins. host of That Talk
Radio
Show.
I am with you. Good morning.
Very much so. It is a beautiful sunny day down here.
Very hot. Well, Michael, you're on with Nicole Reed and Kerry Hines.
Very much so.
Yeah, did you hear? You got Nicole Marie.
Oh, very much so, Nicole Marie. Very
good morning,
much so.
Michael.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so, Michael, we'll pick up with you in just a couple minutes. Just wanted to do a quick, wonderful exchange. And I am so happy. Now, Nicole Marie, tomorrow we've got a lot going on. So you guys, you don't want to miss the early part of the show. Nicole Marie, you're going to be with us doing some big things during the host chat at 7 o'clock Eastern time. If you're in Central, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, Central time. So Nicole Marie gets up early to be doing this with you guys. Be tuned in and here so that you don't miss our live chat. Michael, we've got a lot to get into. We'll get into all of that in just a bit. With so much talk about the Vet Talk Radio Show that's coming up at 8:30 this morning, and we'll talk a little bit about that. So did you hear any of this morning, Michael? Anything you want to say to Nicole Marie?
Oh, yes, very much so. I love what she said this morning, and hope for the day. I love it.
Yeah.
It is quite true. A lot of times we think that the problem that we have or whatever we're facing is bigger than it is.
Mm-hmm.
And many times it's not as big as you think it is. You just have to sit down, take a deep breath, blow that breath out, and either write down what the problem is and start looking at solutions to the problem. Sometimes it's a very simple solution to a problem. It's a very simple solution. But we get caught up in the madness and in the excitement of, oh my God, I got this problem. What do I do?
Right.
But it's not necessarily like that.
Awesome.
Figure it out.
You bring the perspective I like to speak to the
Thank
radio
you, Michael.
Show. Right, does he not?
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Yeah, and that's what I like. So great job, Michael. Nicole Marie, as always, it is just one of those things that we have been just knocking it out here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We really have.
Right.
Trying our best to make sure folks have their day starting. You know, yes, you could do so much. You can jump on the Internet and watch all kind of cutesy kitten and cat videos and stuff, or you can get up and tune in, dial into the Hair Radio Morning Show,
right?
Where we are here to make sure and give you a little bit of dose of what's happening in the world, and so much more. Yeah, and boy, oh boy, there's quite a bit going on.
Oh yeah.
Well, yes, indeed. So listen, we've got a lot more this morning. We've got a little bit of Maggie Anderson coming up in just a bit and her daily mantra that we play every day. But first, we've got to send you off for a little bit with one of your favorite songs. And, Michael, stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
peace. No mistress, no trophy you put on your shelf. Please don't mistake her. She's more than a plaything you buy with your wealth. You better respect her. Same way that you want respect for yourself and for the
Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, we have a very, very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music and writing.
Mr. Matthew Knowles, I want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, Gary. You know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have done a whole lot of entrepreneurial types of ventures. And one is for 18 years, I co-owned and co-managed the number one hair salon in Houston for a number of years called Headliners Hair Salon.
Is that really? Well, we
I actually published a hair styling book, Gary, called Hair International back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Oh, we have got to talk about that. we've got to figure out how you and I should have said music and the literary world on top of everything else. But how in the world did you get from the hair industry into the music industry, or are they kind of like one and the same, as a lot of folks believe?
Well, for me, you know, I was in corporate America, and Tina, my former wife. I asked her one day what was her passion, and she said her passion was doing hair and making people beautiful. And I said, why don't you go to school, and when you finish school, we'll open a hair salon. And that's what we did. And that hair salon, we used one of the principles that I had learned, because I was selling diagnostic imaging to the medical. And I kind of use, when you go to a doctor's office, they ask you, you know, fill out all these forms, you know, why are you here, tell us your history, and then the nurse comes and takes you to the room, and then she weighs you and takes your temperature and asks you why you're there and do your blood pressure. And then a doctor comes, and he looks at that on the door before he walks in. He looks at your patient history and why you're there. What your vitals are, and he's made a decision right there, what you need, he comes see you, and then when he finishes, which is the quickest part of it, is when you see the doctor, he leaves, and then he writes a prescription. And I use that same concept in our hair salon, exactly, having many assistants. The stylist never left the chair, and I thought it was malpractice if a licensed cosmetologist did not continue and complete the service. And that service is home products for the customer. And so maintenance, home maintenance.
Like, yeah,
so that was our philosophy at Headliners.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that. And you helped to add a whole different layer to this today. And we're so excited about it. Thank you very, very much. Now, I have to say, along the line, so the music, how did you get into producing music? I understand that you had, you know, I call it that whole passion for excellence and working for others and so forth and having that entrepreneurial mindset. But is that what kind of led you into music? How did you get into the production of music and that whole aspect?
Well, the production of it, you know, that's as an executive producer, you oversee everything from the studio, the travel, all of the paperwork that's involved, and also occasionally I had the opportunity to co-write Survivor and a couple of other songs with Destiny's Child, and you get into, just over time, I've been in this field over 24 years now, and you pick up every aspect of it. Every aspect of it, and if you're passionate and you love it, then you want to learn every aspect of it, and that's what passion does. And you know, that's my new book, DNA of Achievers. You know, the 10 traits. The first one is passion. You know, are people doing, who's listening right now, are they doing what they're passionate about? Are they doing it for money? It's a big difference.
Well, you know what, let's talk about the DNA of Achievers and the 10 traits. We're not going to give all the traits because I'm going to do like Barbara Walters. We learn from the best. Don't give the top trait just yet. We're going to save that for the book. We want you to pick up this book. It's the DNA of Achievers. Now, the 10 traits of highly successful professionals. You mentioned passion. What are some of the, you know, how do folks recognize their passion? We do tell them that. We tell everyone, you know, pursue your passion. But how do you know what your passion is? You have any tips for that?
It's a very simple step. What is that one thing? And the key word here, Carrie, is one thing. Because the mistake most people make is they all over the place. They love this. They love hair. They love fashion. They love makeup. They love da-da-da. You know, that one thing that you become really, really good and maybe even become great if you focused. So what is that one thing that energizes you, excites you, that you go to bed at night thinking about, wake up in the morning, can't wait to do it? And sometimes it's something that nobody even knows because you're embarrassed or ashamed to say, this is really my passion. And I tell everybody, I don't care what that one thing is, if you strive towards getting that one thing right, it will change your life, because if you are passionate about something, then it coexists with work ethics. Because when you are passionate, you don't work. You have fun all day doing what you love. That's why I really focus in on passion. What is that one thing that you just excites you? You could just go running out the door right now because it makes you, gives you that much joy and fulfillment inside.
We love that. Now, I do have to ask you, what's that one passion thing for you, Matthew Knowles?
Educate and motivate in the areas of entrepreneurship and music business. I've done it all my life, educate and motivate.
Wow. Well, I have to just let everybody know, you know, you launched one of the most successful, I think it is the top successful female group of all time, you know, Destiny's Child, and award-winning, and you've just done so much. And we're just trying to find out what is it that has created this inside of you. I think that this book, The DNA of Achievers, will tell us a little bit about that. I really do. I know that passion is one of the, you know, the first traits that you mentioned. But what are some of the other traits that we should really look out for in the DNA of Achievers?
Well, I talk briefly about work ethics because they coexist. You can't have one without the other. You can't have work ethics unless you're passionate about something. And because if you're not passionate, you don't want to, you know, if you hate doing it. You know, how many people wake up and hate going to work every day?
Well, that's kind of like majority of the folks. I think it's very few.
God bless them. God bless them because I've been very fortunate. Seldom. I have, you know, my early days, Goodyear, when I used to work at Goodyear in the summer when I was a young teenager. I was determined to do the job, but I didn't like it. Didn't love it. I was determined, but you know, I it's a certain joy you get of waking up, going to do what you love. Yesterday, I started at 7 o'clock, Carrie, and I in the morning. I finished at 11 o'clock last night, and I work normally 7 days a week. I go to the office on the weekends or do a ton of emails. I love it. Absolutely. Love it.
Yes.
I love what I'm doing right now, talking to you. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. That is really, I have to tell you something. We are very honored to have you on the show. And something like this is so critical and important. But I have to go back a little bit. I actually love what you wrote because I kind of live by this myself. You know, back when you were working in, I call it like for corporate kind of, you were doing like the sales and, you know, that to me sounds like project management. And when you have so much that you're in charge of and all of that, and you were so successful, even in sales. It just reminds me of myself. I think when you are doing something, like you said, that you are passionate about, even if you're working for others and you're really happy about what you're doing, you know, it's automatically like a success, so to speak. And I just think that you don't necessarily always have to be an entrepreneur. If that's not what you're, you know, in your spirit to do or whatever the case may be, But if you do whatever it is that you're supposed to do and you're passionate about and you love it, you know, you can make it into a success and you can feel that success. And I think this was, you know, so I read that line and I thought it was outstanding, you know, when you were working for the other company and, you know, you felt like an entrepreneur is what I'm driving at.
No. Carrie, I teach, one of the courses I teach at Texas Southern University is entrepreneurship in the School of Business. And the first thing that I teach, Gary, is the biggest mistake and error that I think we make is we think we get confused entrepreneurship and owning a business. They are two different things. Entrepreneurship is a belief. It's a belief. It's a certain makeup. It's like a DNA. It's people that take risk. It's people that are highly energized. It's people that come up with ideas. That's entrepreneurship. There's a lot of people that own businesses that are business owners. They're not entrepreneurs. That's a lot of people that work for other people and are employees, but they are entrepreneurs in how they think, how they operate. So please don't get that confused.
Okay, that is a very good point. And something that I absolutely need to bear in mind as well. Now, I have to say, and we're gonna definitely get on with some of these wonderful traits. We're going to talk a little bit more about the DNA of achievers. But, folks, if you've just joined me, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and today we have a very special guest coming to us. It's Mr. Matthew Knowles. Now, he has written a new book called The DNA of Achievers, and it's 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals. So this is something that we're going to definitely talk a little bit more about. But also, Matthew, I want to get into some of your current projects, some of the things that you're working on these days and some of the plans that you have.
Well, Carrie, my passion has always been, even as a sales rep, when we truly think about what a salesperson do, they educate somebody on the product that they're selling, and
right.
they motivate them to buy it. And so what I've been doing most of my life is my passion, educating and motivating. And I'm doing that right now. I'm doing a number of seminars around the country. November the 14th, I'm in Macon, Georgia. November the 15th, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, a seminar that's called The Entertainment Industry, How Do I Get In? And these seminars are all-day seminar, and they're for recording artists, singers, managers, producers, songwriters, videographers, choreographers, hairstylists. How about that? Why would a hairstylist want to go to one of these conventions? Seminars, because it's 300 people in a room, and most of them want to get in the entertainment industry, and some of them hopefully will be successful. And guess what?
Love it.
They're going to need
Love
a hairstylist.
It. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, tell us more. So this seminar, the ones that are coming up around the 14th and 15th of November, how do we get involved with that?
You can go to eventbrite.com.
Repeat that one more time.
.com, Gary.
Okay.
Eventbrite.com, again, that's the entertainment industry, How Do I Get In? You know what, Carrie, I have to tell you, man, you reminded me, out of all the seminars, I mean, all of the interviews I've done on the DNA of Achievers,
yes.
I've never, and out of all the things I've talked about, clothing line, Darion, House of Darion, you know, headliners and Hair International, I seldom talk about, and I did that 18 years. Did you know, and for folks listening, they probably remember in the 90s that oversized hairstyling book. We had 3 volumes of it. One day,
really?
Carrie, I had to make the decision if I was going to be in the hair publishing book business or be in the music business, and I had to make that decision. I remember the day I had to decide, and
wow.
I had an office, and on the door it said Hair International Publication, and on the door it said Music World Entertainment. And
wow.
I had to make that decision. I used to go all over the country to all of those hair shows. And
oh,
I had,
to Bronner Brothers and all those big hair shows and all of that.
Bronner Brothers, all of them. I had manuals. I was educating back then. I had a manual called How to Open Your Own Hair Salon. I had an educational manual.
I feel like I'm talking to someone that is amazing.
I had a manual called How to Build a Client Base, and then I had an appointment book that I created. And so some folks that are listening remember that Hair International publication.
So you should feel at home here at Hair Radio. That's exactly the kinds of wonderful things that we do and bring to the, you know, to the beauty world. So I love it. I love it, and I can't wait. I want any of those copies that you have lying around, you let us know. We're happy to see them. And if you ever decide to, you know, to add on to this wonderful book that you have out now, again, The DNA of Achievers, and you decide to do something in the hair and beauty way, you make sure and look us up at Hair Radio. We would love to speak to you about that.
I guarantee you, Kerry, I guarantee your listeners, they pick up that book, and they can go right now to Amazon or Apple and get the ebook. The hardback will be in stores in the next 30 days, but I guarantee you, I give you money back if after you read that book, The DNA of Achievers, and after every chapter, there's a work exercise. I actually, you know, that college professor comes out. I promise you, buy that book and you'll become better at what you're doing in the hair industry. Again, I did the industry for 18 years. And our first $1 million, Kerry, was made in 1984 in Houston, Texas, with Headliners Hair Salon.
And that was before we got to know you in the record producing world.
1984, Kerry. 1984.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's headlines.
Who knew we were going to be talking about this, man?
Well, you know what? This is just amazing. And I'm just blown away. I really am. But I have to ask you, there was one of the traits that I saw, and I said, well, hold it. I have got to ask Matthew about this. I want to talk about learning from your failure, too, because I believe in that, but I want to ask you what's your take on it. But what does talk to do ratio mean? I couldn't figure that out. What is talk to do ratio? And then I want to get into more of this. But what's talk to do ratio?
Kerry, you're in the industry that there's quite a bit of that, just like in the music industry, that people just talk about what they're going to do, the follow-up. They have an idea, they're going to follow up, or they're going to meet with you, or they're going to call you, and they're going to, and then you never hear from them.
Right.
You never
hear
a word from them.
Right.
And those two professions really do a lot of talk to do. And so it's measuring, Kerry, the percentage of what we say we're going to do versus what we end up doing. That's what
the
it
execution.
Is, measuring what we say we're going to do versus the percentage of the time we actually do what we say we're going to do.
Wow.
And you find that successful people, if they say they're going to do something, you know, we had an interview at a certain time. You were there waiting. I was there 3 minutes before the time, not after the time we said. We both were there like we said we were going to do.
That's right.
That's talk-to-do ratio, high percentage of doing what we say we're going to do. It's as simple as that.
I love it. And, of course, one of the biggest lessons, and I want to certainly say some for the folks who pick up this book called The DNA of Achievers, but it's the learning from failure. We cannot not talk about that. How, Matthew, what do you say to folks who need to learn from their failure, or how do you learn from your failure? That's first.
Well, we all, Kerry, we're going to have failures. We're going to make mistakes. When we take risk, sometimes we make mistakes. Just in life's own terms, we make mistakes and we have failures. But I basically like to keep life real simple. In this book, I try to keep it real simple, and I try to keep it real. I keep it real. And you know, often we don't realize that mistakes are a reason and an opportunity for us to even become better, better at what we do, better as people. So it's an opportunity, but not a reason to quit. And so I like to say that mistakes and failures are opportunity to grow, not a reason to quit. And if we haven't walked through some things, we can't grow. I could never tell you how to be the best, I don't know, pilot, airplane pilot. If maybe you had never tried to fly a plane, and maybe during your training, maybe you learned some things the hard way that maybe you don't ever want to do it that way. Maybe you don't want to fly into a storm. Maybe that ride got so bumpy and got so scary that you thought it was going to crash. And so you learn, hey, if there's a storm, I'm not going to fly in it. I had that one experience. It taught me I don't want to do that. And so we have to walk through this stuff sometimes. And we have to grow from it. But what I find is a lot of people, they're almost there, Carrie, of being successful.
Yes.
They make a mistake, or have a failure, and then they quit. They quit
but
right
there,
before it's going to happen.
Right before. But you've always heard that too, I'm sure, where they say, oh, you was just about to make it. And then, you know, you have a big, like, it always seems like some catastrophe happens or something really, like, I don't know, some folks say it's a test, that if you make it through that, then you'll be successful. It's really, it's a challenge sometimes. I have to actually say, being an entrepreneur myself, it can feel like a challenge sometimes. So, you know, this is really nice. I appreciate you creating a book like this.
Look, Carrie, it is a challenge. But I have such a different approach. When it gets tough, that's when I gear up. That's when
that's
I'm
when
ready.
You get real.
Like
real
I put my foot on the gas when there's trouble. I don't like let up and say, oh, and start feeling sorry for myself.
Right, and start,
you know, poor pity me. That's not what successful people do, man.
That's right.
I said, okay, only person who's going to help me get through this is me and some good people around me that I can trust and believe in. And I'm going to get through it. First, you got to believe it.
Wow. This is amazing. You have to believe. I guess it goes back to, you know, like you said, the passion, the work ethics. But there is one other element that we probably have to at least address, and that's the vision. You got to be someone who can actually see it, I think.
And that vision is just, again, I like to keep it simple. It's having an idea and thinking the idea all the way through to execution of the idea that it becomes a real product. And so most people have vision, and the mistake that we often make is we go running out, we have this idea, and we go running out before we thought it all the way through, and we ask a friend or someone who we think is a friend, and we say, hey, what do you think about this? And they're like, oh, man, that ain't going to ever work. Well, maybe you should think it all the way through, and so when you go to your friend, you don't ask them what they think. You say to your friend, you know what, friend, I need you to, this is my idea. I need you to invest $100 in this idea. Not, I'm going to ask you what you think about it, because I'm going to explain it all the way through. And I'm not asking your opinion. I'm asking for your help versus your opinion. That's what a true visionary does.
Wow. I love it. Now, folks, if you've just joined us, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Our very, very special guest today, Mr. Matthew Knowles. Now, you guys know him. He's an award-winning executive producer in the music world, and he's also an author of this new book called The DNA of Achievers.
10 traits of highly successful professionals. Now, we did not indicate number one yet. We're not going to give number one. I don't want to give that over the air, Matthew. We want folks to go and certainly order this book. As you said, you can get it from Amazon. We just want to promote it and put it out there. It's something that obviously, especially our fan base, our wonderful listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show, are very much entrepreneurs and would be able to gain something from this. So this is very, very exciting. Hey, I just want to turn back to music for one quick moment. I have one of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, when they found out you were coming to the show, they wrote in and they sent a question. And they said, and I thought it was very interesting because I don't think I would have thought of this, but have you ever, Matthew, thought of putting together a boy band or a male group or a male version of it? What do you say to something like that?
Well, you know, I'm working with a girl group. It just seems as though my magic is with girl groups. I was fortunate to work with Trinity 5-7 and gospel, and they, similar to Destiny's Child and pop and R&B and gospel, Trinity 5-7 is the number one selling female trio of all time in gospel. And so I have a female trio that I'm working with in hip-hop, two rappers and a female vocalist. Their name is Blush Music. I have to put emphasis on blush because it's spelled B-L-U-S-H-H-H.
All right.
And you will hear about these young ladies very, very soon in the next 3 to 5 months. And so that's what I'm working with. I had worked once with a boy band, but... it's a different set of dynamics. I love the imaging part also that happens on the female side, and the approach for marketing is a lot different. And so I enjoy that. It's the most difficult of all is working with a female group because you have a lot of psychological dynamics that falls into play, as well as the imaging, as well as the music matching. And so that's a challenge, and I love challenges. So I enjoy that.
Well, it sounds like you can tie the success of something like that, and especially your projects, back to something like wonderful traits.
But, Terry, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I really hadn't talked about the hair industry. And
I'm
blushing
here.
My publicist, Angelo, and... those guys set up this interview because I seldom do I talk about. There were some great years, some fun years owning that hair salon. And then one day we called a meeting. Tina called a meeting, and no one knew what she was going to do. 18 years into the business, and one stylist who was an assistant for like 2 or 3 years, maybe even more. And he was not, he wasn't gifted with the skill of being a hairstylist. He had to develop and work on it. And he came to work early, and he stayed late. And she called this meeting, and he had been with the company 10 years, and she gave him Headliners Hair Salon in Houston. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house, in the room, when she gave this stylist the business, because he was dedicated, he was passionate, and he came early, and he stayed late, and those are the formulas of greatness, people who come early and stay late, and she rewarded him for that. But I have to run. I see they're knocking on the door, and
well,
I got to get going, man.
I just want to say thank you. I was so wrapped with that story. That's a great story. Listen, Matthew, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I do appreciate it.
That the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Everybody, it's Keri Hinds, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Keri Hinds, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hinds.
All right, we're back live. It is Tuesday morning. It's August 1st, 2023. And yes, it's our broadcast show number 872. Let me bring to mind my co-star, Michael Hopkins from Spotsylvania, Virginia. He is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. Be on in about 15 minutes from right now. So you don't want to go anywhere. You don't have to change anything. So stay tuned. And Michael Hopkins, you host the Best Talk Radio Show. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, did you catch any of, first of all, I am just honored to have a huge star like Matthew Knowles. Matthew is the father of the biggest star since Michael Jackson. We're talking about Beyonce. So for Matthew, who discovered Beyonce, who created the group Destiny's Child, to be on our show and chat with me, with you, Michael, just you.
Oh, yeah.
So
very
huge. What did you think? Really, what do you think about all this, Michael? Take it away, Hopkins.
Oh, it was great, Carrie. Just listening to his insights of his for entrepreneurship, and I was just glued to listening to him, because he has such fantastic just his insights, and you're talking to somebody as you said, he created Destiny's Child, which now you have his daughter Beyonce. She's a star in her own right, and you can learn a lot.
A big rapper, you know, they're worth like $1 billion, all emanating out of the effort of Mr. Matthew Knowles.
Right, and that's just listening. I always make it a habit, especially when you have entrepreneurial people on, I either take notes and listen, or I do a combination of the above.
Thank you.
Because never know what kind of golden nugget
you don't know
they're
going
to drop.
Here. And let me tell you something. Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, one of my favorite interviews that I've done of my career. It really is. I love Mr. Matthew Knowles. He inspires me so much. And when I had him on the show, it was such a big deal. It was such a big deal. I'll never forget it. He was just the warmest individual, the kindest. And so now his ex-wife, and he spoke of Tina and RP. It doesn't get any better than that.
Wow.
So, I just loved it so much. And I gave him a little bit of advice, a little chiding, you know, Matthew, we're going to do it this way. You know, I learned from Barbara. And so that was just a warm and just exciting exchange. And if you guys out there, you missed that, what you want to do, we'll be playing the show back and listen carefully because he gives some great tips. So his book out there on the achievers, overaccomplishing all this, you can Google it, Matthew Knowles and his book, and it'll pop up. And I think he has some more out there. Now, Michael Hopkins, we've got to talk about Vet Talk. You'll be on in about 15 minutes with the latest edition of Season 2. You're wrapping up. So this episode today, what exactly is the topic about?
Oh, the topic here is the 5 common mistakes veterans make when filing claims.
Oh, man. Okay. Without giving any of these away, because we want you guys to stay tuned.
Michael
will be with us rolling on in with the show in just a few minutes. But what do you want to say to tell the veterans why they should stay tuned for this today?
These are the type of mistakes, Carrie, that I see time in and time out when I'm assisting veterans to file for compensation, or they've already filed. And these are the type of things that they do. And once you understand, it's just getting an understanding of what to do, what not to do. And that's why, stand by. Stand by.
Okay. You don't want to go anywhere. So Michael Hopkins, for you guys who are just joining us, Michael is an accredited claims agent. I call an ACA. What he does is assist veterans when filing their claims so they can have a positive outcome. This matters to the veterans because it adds to their compensation each month. Many of these disabled veterans may not have a whole bunch of financial resources, and they're kind of living out their lives without, and not the best way that we'd like to make sure that they're living their lives. We want to make sure every veteran and their family are just enjoying the best of what the world and the life and everything has to offer. And so, Michael, your efforts help to make that possible, being an accredited claims agent. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, we're hair and beauty, but we are big time community. And so
very
you
much
being
so,
an accredited claims agent, Nicole Marie, also involved with our efforts about community. She represents Water Valley, Mississippi. On her board, she's in an elected position. I, Carrie Hines, sit on a board in Brooklyn, New York, in my area, where my board represents over 200,000 persons just right here in my little community. Yeah, that's a lot of folks.
That's a lot of folks.
That's a lot, lots of folks.
Wow.
So I just want to say thank you for you guys, and thank you to, you know, just supporting us. And again, it's our show number 872 and about 25 more shows. So in the next couple months or so, we'll be at show number 900. And once we get to 900, from there, it is on, baby. It is on.
Yes,
1,000.
It is, Carrie. Yes, it is. Marching.
And
oh, yeah.
Watch
marching
out
hard and strong. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. So watch out, because we are going to be just knocking down all kinds of things that have been in our way. And I'm just, you know, for me, Michael, you might have heard a little bit of it earlier. We're talking on some of the amazing accomplishments of things are looking forward to here on the show. So now you are about to roll into season 3, Michael, on the Vet Talk Radio Show. Well, in a few minutes, still in season 2, so you got the 5 common mistakes that veterans make when following plans. We're going to talk about that in about 10 minutes from right now. So don't go anywhere. Don't change anything. Don't even get up and get a cup of coffee.
Don't even change that down.
So, Michael will be rolling in with all of that. Now, in season 3, so coming up in a couple months or so, you'll be rolling into season 3. What is it that you want everybody, because again, Vet Talk Radio Show is for everybody. You don't have to be a veteran. Anybody can tune in, because it teaches us how to become advocates for these individuals who risk their lives, literally their limbs,
very important,
everything else for our benefit. So anybody can listen, and we encourage everybody to listen. So, Michael Hopkins, season 3, what do you want to be the takeaway for the next season of Vet Talk Radio Show, which is on Tuesday mornings at 8:30, typically?
Carrie, with our third season that's coming up, and I am just so looking forward to it, our third season, the theme is going to be respect and honoring our veterans. That's what our third season is going to be all about.
Oh, I love it. Can you say that one more time, Michael Hopkins?
Respect and honoring our veterans.
It gets better than that.
Yep. I call it RHOV.
Yes. Okay. Listen, Michael, you have learned. Oh, my gosh. This is a Michael Hopkins. Okay. All right. You're doing it up today, Michael. Great job. I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Outstanding. So Michael's show today, the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern. If you're in Central Time Zone, it's 7:30 in the morning. I'm super excited about it. Today's topic, again, like Michael just said, 5 common mistakes veterans make when filing claims. These are things that they need to be aware of. And so Michael breaks it on down, and I cannot wait to hear all of this in just a few minutes. So, Michael, I'm going to send you off, so you can prepare for our, in the next few minutes of this broadcast of the Talk Radio Show. So, Michael, go get yourself ready. Get yourself together and just get ready. And we'll be right back. We got a lot, Michael, we got a lot of things to get into this morning. So stay with us, folks. You know what I want to hear? I just want to hear some Tina. So, we're going to roll on in with Miss Tina, and then right after that, Michael Hopkins is with us for an all-new Vet Talk Radio Show. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. Michael, great job today. Outstanding.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
All right. Here is the one and only Miss Tina Turner. Stay with us.
Of your hand makes my pulse react. that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical. Must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. Close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLot Magazine at AfroLotMagazine.com. AfroLot Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine. We're making Black progress together.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, Michael Hopkins, it's time for a brand new edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. Good morning, and what do we have on tap today?
Well, Carrie, today's topic is five common mistakes all veterans should avoid when filing claims. That's what we're talking about today.
Okay, and as always, the very first thing we do on this broadcast is to salute our incredible veterans who tune into this broadcast and everywhere. We appreciate the service
We really do. And thank you so much for being part of this experience today. Well, Michael, I'm ready to get started. So five common mistakes you said to avoid that all veterans really should avoid when completing their claim.
Very
okay.
much
I'm,
so,
I'm
Carrie.
Ready for you to kick things off. What's at number five?
Number five, Carrie, this is one that I see time and time again. Veterans fill the forms out incorrectly. It's little things that a vet will do. And, you know, Carrie, it may throw you back 30 days filing your claim out the gate.
So hold on, Michael. You mean that a little tiny error on the part of the veteran could literally delay their claim being processed by even 30 days or so?
Oh, yes, very much so, Carrie Hines, very much so. And there is common little things that veterans do. They may have the wrong dates on the form when they fill it out, like the dates that the incident happened or little things like, I mean, that's one example. Now, in another great example, and I've seen this one time and time again, the veteran forgets to sign the forms. At the end, you're supposed to sign and date, and I've seen this time in and time out. They do everything and forget to sign the form.
But let me ask you then, where is it something about the location where the signature, where they're asking for the signature on the form? Is it small print? Is it just not noticeable? Is there a box around it? Why is it that it's often forgotten or overlooked?
Usually, Carrie, what I've noticed with veterans, what happens, a lot of them rush through these forms. It's like they're in a hurry to complete the form to send it in because they want to file. And the forms, they're numbered. It's like numerical from the number 1 to maybe number 15, number 25, 31. And all you have to do is follow the numbers on the form.
Slow down.
Everything is in blocks. Everything's in blocks. It tells you what to do. It asks questions. And what happens, people get in a hurry, and they either sign in the wrong place, forget to sign altogether, or they may even use outdated forms. I mean, I've seen that happen too. Yeah.
Okay. That's important to talk about for a moment, Michael. So, number one, on that note, just to bring that up, how do you know if the form is the current valid and effective form to use or the correct form? Is there, like on many of the forms that I'm on a civilian side, so is there anything where there is a little code down in the bottom part of the form? A lot of times you'll see a code in the bottom left corner of a form that tells you when the form was created or the year, or there's some kind of a code. Is there a way that the veterans can be signaled that the date of the form, you know, how do they know that they're using the right form?
Well, Carrie, there's several ways. There's several ways that a veteran would know if this is the correct form. One of the ways is if you manually download the form, it will tell you if this is the latest version of the form. If you go online, you Google it.
Yeah.
That's one way. You know, it'll tell you when you bring it up. Another way, either in the upper right-hand corner or the lower left-hand corner of typical government forms, it usually tells you when it expires.
Oh,
it will tell you the expiration date. That's how you can be aware. Or it might say this form supersedes such and such form dated such and such date. So there's all kinds of signs that tell you that this may be the wrong form.
Wow.
Or it's outdated. Right. You have to pay attention. And a lot of times I notice with veterans, they'll fill everything out and they don't go back and double check or triple check. I tell all my veterans that I help, go back, double check, triple check, quadruple check these forms. Take your finger, if you have to, go down every line on the form over and over.
You are a true accredited claims agent. And
very much
this
so.
Is great help. And this, I learned a lot just listening to you today on this. So now, does that count as part of the five common mistakes
right.
that veterans should avoid when completing
right.
their claim?
Yes,
wow.
That's yes. Now, that's number, now, number four, Carrie, moving ahead, the wrong forms.
Oh,
they're
boy.
Not sure. And what I mean by that is this. I give the perfect example. We had this happen in our veterans meeting one day where a couple of vets filled out what they thought was the proper form for compensation. Only here we go again, 30 days later, 40 days later, they get a letter in the mail from the VA. And what does the VA claim section say? In essence, they send you this nice little letter, and in essence it says, please fill out the proper form. You filled out the wrong form. And they were scratching their head. They said, well, this is the form they told me to fill out. A lot of times, Terry, this is what happens. Somewhere along the way, the individual veteran filed for compensation for an item. That item was denied. The veteran usually forgot that that item was denied. Sometimes it's a passage of time. The veteran may have filed for this 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 8 years ago. It was denied. They forgot that it was denied. And back in 2018, 2019, in that time frame, a new system came out. It's kind of like a three-lane system that the VA calls it. But it basically works like this. You filed a claim. You got denied. As of 2019, you have three lanes. In other words, you can file a supplemental claim. That means you have new evidence that the government does not have, i.e. the VA. You can also, the next one you can file is called a higher level review. You disagree with the decision that the VA gave you. You're not allowed to submit any new evidence. You ask them to go back and look at the evidence you submitted. And normally the person looking at it would be a person on a higher level, like an immediate supervisor or someone that's a seasoned person that's been working at the claim section with the VA for quite a while. Because maybe the person that did your claim, maybe they missed something or you were entitled to something and they read it the wrong way in the regs. Your third option, if you want to go to the Board of Veteran Appeals or the BVA, you have another form that you fill out, and you submit that form, and then it's kind of a waiting game with the Board of Veteran Appeals. That's what happens when people fill out the wrong. I can just about guess when they tell me the VA sent them a letter like that, I can just about tell that's what happened. They did a claim. They forgot about the claim. They filled out as if they never filed for the claim. And the VA said, well, yeah, you did. You filed for this claim 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago. It could even be 20 years ago. So that is another just issue that a lot of veterans go through, Carrie, when they don't know which one to do. And it's frustrating.
So they,
and I understand.
They previously may have filed the claim.
Right.
And it might have been rejected and they might have forgotten.
Right.
And
that's pretty much.
Them. So what is
pretty
the
much.
Issue is that they go back and they submit, they think it's a new claim and it isn't. And so
right.
that is a common mistake. So how does the veteran, what tips should we tell the veteran to check to see if they, maybe they have a suspicion that they may have already filed? What should you tell them to do?
Well, several things, Carrie. When I advise my vets as an accredited claims agent, one
yes,
of the things I tell them to do is to
yes.
gather all of their decision letters.
Mm.
It's very important that they hold on to the decision letters, they keep them, they file them away. Because in your decision letters, it tells you on the cover sheet what you filed for and what the decision was. It's either granted, deferred, or denied. It's just that simple.
And are they dated at that point?
Right. The decision letter is dated. And it basically says, we have made a decision on your claim. Pretty much that's what the decision letter has. And it lists everything that you filed for and the end result. Inside the letter, they tell you why they either granted it to you, turned you down, or deferred it. It tells you. So that's a big step right there. If they don't have decision letters, Carrie Hines, one of the easiest things to do is call the VA, call the claim section, and ask questions. And they can actually tell you if you filed for something and when you filed for it. They can tell you.
And that sounds like a great way to start as well. That's one
right.
of the first
yeah.
things you should do. Then you know where,
oh, yeah.
you know, which direction you're going.
Right. And, you know, Carrie, it gets even better recently due to all the modern technology
really?
That we have now with the phones that we have and
yeah.
the apps. The VA has an app that you can go to as a veteran, and you can look at every decision letter that you have by
and
the
just
tech
to
of your phone.
Because, Michael, you are very tech savvy, but maybe you guys out there are some veterans who may be a little apprehensive or not be as clear.
Right.
What an app does, an app like Michael's referring to, an app is short for the word application. That's what app stands for in the way of technology. So we have apps that help us to facilitate all kinds of things on our phones, and they help us to access websites. They help us to do all sorts of things that you can just imagine. And they're great. And generally, again, most are free to download, especially in this case, and
Very
have it as part
so.
Of your phone, regardless of what kind of phone that you have. These apps, generally, they make a version for that type of phone. And so this one, I'm super excited. I didn't even realize they had an app. So thank you for knowing that, for putting that out there, Michael. And this is going to be great
yeah.
for the veterans.
Very much so. They're trying to, i.e. the VA, Carrie, they're trying to make things a little bit easier for veterans and make it so that you have access to all of these things in a timely manner. You know, that's their end goal. Their end goal is to have it so that you, the individual veteran, you can go reach out and touch these things rather quickly, print them out, and that's what they're trying to do. And what you're saying is correct, Carrie. You know, reality is sometimes some of our veterans may not be tech savvy. It's just, you know, it's a reality. And my suggestion, if you're not tech savvy, call the VA. As a veteran, you have that right to call the VA, the claim section, the benefits section, and ask questions. You have that right.
Great advice.
They will literally, believe it or not, Carrie, You know, they'll actually send you your decision letters if you don't have them.
Wow.
If you lost them, you misplaced them, all you have to do is ask. A lot of the vets don't know, so they don't ask.
Michael, you have let them have it today. Go ahead.
Yes,
Michael, sorry,
yes, very much so.
Yeah. So you were saying a lot of veterans.
A lot of the veterans, they don't know. And I advise my vets all the time, just call. Just call. They're open from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 in the evening Eastern Standard Time. And that would be what Central would be, 8 to 8. And just call.
Starting. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, 9 to 9 is 8 to 8 Central Time Zone.
All right.
Okay, Michael Hopkins, I'm loving this. And I think the veterans out there, I think you guys are appreciating this today. Again, 5 common mistakes to avoid. We want the veterans to avoid these common errors that they make when filing the claims. These are the most common ones. So, all right, Michael, what's next on the list?
Next on the list, Carrie, is number 3, not seeking help before filing a claim. Sometimes it's not good. Sometimes veterans don't ask for help when they go to file a claim and they're trying to gather evidence and they're trying to do things. They don't ask for help. A lot of the veterans, you know, many of them, I wouldn't say, you know, many veterans feel as though, well, I know what I'm doing. I know how to do this. Yes, they may have filed some claims a couple of times and they had some wins. Yes. Right. Or you know, sometimes you got turned down. It's always a good idea, Kerry Hines, to have a second set of eyes on your claims for compensation. It's always a good idea.
Now, but who should that second set of eyes belong to?
That second set of eyes, it could be someone like myself as an accredited claims agent through the VA. It could be a VSO, a Veterans Services Officer. It could be from any of the different organizations like the Disabled American Veterans, the American Legion, AMVETS. There are organizations out here. There are state organizations. Whatever state you live in, there's state organizations that cater to veterans, and they help veterans with their claim for compensation.
And
so
again,
there's
these
so many.
Are typically free, right, Michael?
Right, they're typically free. Yes, that's that magic four-letter word, Kerry Hines, free.
Yes.
You can get their advice. You can get their invaluable advice for free. You can't put a price on that. And they will point you in the right direction, make sure you have the right forms you're filing, and you signed everything, and they can help you.
Wow.
Even though, you know, they can help you. And that's just one of the things I've seen with vets that I've helped. They went to file something, and then they asked me my opinion, and I looked at their forms, and I see so many mistakes. And I go through the form with them. I explain to them what the problem is when they go to file, what's going to be the problem, what's missing. And then I help them correct the problems so that they can be successful at filing for compensation.
Wow. Well, I'm loving this today, Michael Hopkins. This is incredible. So I can't wait to hear what's at number 2.
Number 2, Carrie, is a very important one. Many times veterans don't submit evidence. They go to file. That's the one element they're missing.
Medical
evidence.
Medical evidence.
Yes, yes. You're filing for a claim for compensation. That's what you have to have. You have to have some type of medical evidence when you're filing. Sometimes we may not have it per se, but the other medical evidence that you have could be from your VA doctor, or it could be from your private doctor, or it could be a combination. A perfect example, I had a veteran who did not have his original service treatment records, his medical records from active duty. He did not have them when we went to file. He didn't have them. He's been out 40, 50 years, did not have them. But what he did have, he had current medical records from his private doctor.
Wow.
The good thing was when we submitted, we gave the VA, i.e. the claim section, we gave them enough information to search for his original service treatment records when he was active duty. We gave them enough information, and we showed them how what happened to him on active duty has continued now into the present. And we won.
They were able to see that correlation.
Right. They saw the correlation when he went to the examiner for his claims. The examiner clearly saw the correlation and said, yes, this happened to you while you were on active duty in the military, and it has continued up until now.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it was beautiful. He went from a rating of 10% to 70%.
Wow.
Just by us doing this one thing. A huge leap. And what's even better with that, Carrie?
What?
He even picked up two ratings that he did not file for.
Wow.
So, you know, it's possible to do this. It's possible.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just the medical evidence just makes it so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you file.
Michael, it seems to me what I'm getting from this, my takeaway, you know, and I would encourage all veterans and the folks who are supporting the advocates, the people out there, or just our friends and family members who happen to be veterans. And what's going through my mind is to make sure that they're aware of this. And I'm like, hold everything. Hold on to everything.
They hold the bus.
I mean, Michael, that, doing the show with you, the first thing comes in my mind now, when I talk to vet, I'm like, don't throw anything away. Hold that.
No.
Put that away.
No.
Remember
keep
these things.
Everything.
You might need them later. And,
yes.
Michael, this is huge.
Oh,
this
yes.
is huge.
Very much so.
Well, I'm loving
very
this
much
today.
So.
Yeah, again, five common mistakes veterans should avoid, of course, when filing their claims. Now, Michael, please remind everybody, before we get to that all-top spot at number one, remind everybody what you covered already from five to two. Please take it away.
Right, very much so, Carrie. Number five is the forms are filled out incorrectly. Wrong information, misinformation.
Wow.
Number four, the wrong forms are used when filing. I mean, people use the wrong forms.
Unbelievable. And
number
it can three,
delay.
My favorite part of what you
right.
said about that, it can really
much
delay.
So. It can delay
you know,
it. 30, 45 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three, very important. Many veterans don't go out and seek help before they're filing these claims. That's a no-no. Even though
I
you filed
you
before.
That second set of eyes.
Yeah, that second set of eyes may catch something that you didn't see or didn't think about. Number two, no medical evidence was submitted with the claim.
And
that's not good at all. You should have some type of medical evidence
to support the claim. Wow. Well, Michael, as always, I just want to also take a moment again to salute the amazing fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show. This has been so huge for everybody. It really has. And this is a big, big help. So, Michael, what's at number one?
Gary, the number one that veterans, they should do everything they can to avoid.
Biggest common mistake, right?
Biggest common mistake. What they do is they file a non-service connected injury or illness claim.
Explain that, Michael.
Basically what they do, Carrie, is they're filing a claim for something that happened after they left active duty.
Oh,
it had nothing to do with them being...
Does this happen often, Hopkins?
Oh, yes, very much so. I see people, they'll file, and they'll file as a primary. That's another great example. One of the all-time things that people file for as a primary,
right,
and it's like non-service connected as a primary, is obstructive sleep apnea.
Okay, wow.
OSA. I see... They'll file for it, they'll get turned down, and they want to know why. Because this is what they've done, Kerry Hines. They've gone to the VA healthcare system, the VHA, and they've got diagnosed with sleep apnea. So they say, oh, yeah, I got diagnosed with it, so let me go ahead and file for it. They'll file, they get turned down, and they can't figure out why. Well, the
exactly
VA hospital said, yeah, and they'll say, well, the VA hospital said, I got it. Usually when you file something that's non-service connected, you didn't connect the dots, as I call it, to the VA claim section. It's not really making sense what you're filing for. Normally what has happened, it didn't happen on active duty service. And if it didn't happen on active duty service, or even if it was after active duty.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like another great example is after your active duty time, you were running and you fell and you hurt your right ankle. And your buddy tells you, oh, yeah, you should go ahead and file for that. And you go and file. But you know, you have no medical evidence, or you say you heard it. You have no proof that it happened on active duty, and it's not connected to anything. That's the biggest thing for veterans, to have something service connected. It's, I always call it connected dots.
Absolutely.
I know, just like, you know, with your favorite one that you always love, Carrie, that tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
That's your favorite one, tinnitus.
Yes. We've tinnitus, tinnitus many shows.
Many times. And,
yes,
you know, I've had veterans where the VA, the claim section, said it wasn't service-connected.
Wow.
Now you have to go back and show them it was service-connected. Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you cannot. But it all boils down to, as we said, medical evidence. But
medical,
some people,
evidence,
they skip over all of that, and they try to make it stick. And it usually does not work.
No. Well, what does work is Michael Hopkins. Michael,
very much so.
I have to say, you have just, as an accredited claims agent, you cut through all the red tape and the mustard, so to speak. So listen, thank you so much for all of this. I really have to say, and I want to take a moment to let all the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show know that you're adding to your incredible sprawling empire, Michael, helping veterans with all that they need and being the best advocate that they can possibly have on the planet. So I'm so excited to welcome you aboard our AfroLock magazine, which is a great monthly publication that's delivered to your inbox through your email and also accessible on the World Wide Web, on the Internet. Simply go to www.afrolock.com, and that's spelled AFROLOCK.com. So afrolock.com, where Michael now will have a whole section as the one of our community editors talking about veterans' claims. So you'll have a section, Michael Hopkins, to aid the veterans. You guys can read it. And we're so excited. We're putting together a big yearly discount for veterans. But the magazine, you can simply go to afrolock.com where you can read all the information about viewing this incredible publication, this new publication. So thank you, Michael, for all that you're doing. And on Michael. Oh, absolutely. Thank you. So on that note, Michael, what would you like to say to all of the veterans today?
Karen, it's all about the vets, their families, and the advocates of the vets. That's what it's all about.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you.